Source, Northwest Community Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, White's Restaurant and Catering, Corrigan Oil Express Stops by BP and Marathon, Denny's, Billy White Roofing, Penn Chiropractic, Lubin Christie Catholic High School, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Al Rose Steel, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Will Be Transit Mix, Seymour Ford Lincoln, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game.
High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of high school football on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, GOC and Tom Ranchford. Mountie Nation tonight, unbeaten Northwest, unbeaten Battle Creek, Harper Creek, early Interstate 8 battle. Tom, on just another gorgeous night. That's two weekends in a row. Looks like we're lucking out with the weather.
Yeah, Greg, these first 2 weeks are normally heat and humidity and really
thunderstorms.
Awful weather for football, but these our game last Friday night up in Grand Rapids when Lubin Christie beat West Catholic 27-24. Then tonight here on Thursday night in Mountie, in Northwest Mountie territory, it's just absolutely spectacular. A little, actually quite a strong breeze blowing out of the north. Shouldn't probably affect Harper Creek. They normally grind it out on the ground. I think this is our first time watching Northwest under their new head coach, Adam Grybauskas. And so I don't know if they're going to throw or run or what the heck they do. But I do know that he has generated an awful lot of enthusiasm here in at Northwest in just the few months that he's been here.
Yeah, the biggest thing, Tom, is the turnout. They've had their largest turnout maybe ever for football here. They've got a good roster, and they've got some pretty good ball players here.
Yeah, you know, and Superintendent Jeff Bontrager, he's gotten a lot of things done here. Number one, he did the impossible by passing a millage. Number two,
Houdini.
Yeah, he went out and he went and got a guy that's got 97 wins in the last 15 years as a head coach. He spent 2001 through 2010 at Central Lake up north, and then he went to Elkton Pigeon Bayport from 2011 to 2016. And, you know, last year they were 7-3, and Mr. Bontrager went out and got themselves a phys ed teacher and a coach. And, you know, you got to be able to, you have to teach in these buildings to be able to do this job, to have any chance whatsoever. And certainly there's a lot of enthusiasm. They won last week in the last 11 seconds. They beat Eaton Rapids 16-14. Fox Sports Detroit was here either Monday or Tuesday to have some interviews with the players and coaches, and they're just, it's just one of those things. Here's a guy comes in sticking his neck out. He could have stayed at with the Lakers of Elkton Pigeon Bayport probably for the rest of his career and never been real bad. You're coming to Northwest that hasn't won a game in 2 years. They were 0-9 last year.
Yeah.
And they might have won only a scant game or two the year before that. So, but that's in the past, and he's here, and he's got a lot of kids out and getting that enthusiasm going, and we'll see if they can keep it up tonight against Harper Creek.
That's Tom Ratchford. I'm Greg O'Connor. Our executive producer is Josh Ankrell. 3 minute break, and we'll be back with more on the pregame as we roll the kickoff tonight on Van Horn Road, Northwest, Harper Creek, coming up on 970, 101.5 FM.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
From autographed memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
You're starting lineup for tonight's ball game for the Northwest Mountaineers.
Welcome back to Northwest, GOC Tom Ranchford.
Senior number 66,
big weekend here on the network. We have our football frenzy game tonight over on K105.3 out at Grass Lake. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith for Grass Lake and Napoleon. Tomorrow night, Tom and I will be at Withington, Jackson High, Zeeland East. Tom, how does Jackson recover from blowing a 28-0 lead?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. It was 28-0. I know they ran out of gas. I know they had there's a lot of coaching isn't what plays you call. Coaching is holding everybody together after everybody starts pointing fingers at each other when that lead dissipated. And the thing was, Jackson High did have a chance to win that game. It was 28-all with under a minute to go, and they missed the field goal. Bad snap, didn't even get it off. So that's the toughest part. And Zeeland East is good. Remember I told you on the way up to Grand Rapids the other day, they're not the best of the two because Zeeland West is, but Zeeland East beat Saginaw Swan Valley the other night quite handily. So they're going to be pretty good.
Another 3 minutes break here, 3 minute break, and we'll come back with tonight's opening kickoff. Northwest Harper Creek, 970, 101.5 FM.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a stone.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
We'll be Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. We'll be Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. We'll be Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. We'll be Transit Mix online at willbetransitmix.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Ford F-150 XLT, stock number 49733. Easy plan lease, $246 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With F-150 RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebased to dealer. Offer expires August 22nd, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at billywhiteroofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing expert.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Just about ready to go here from Northwest. Mounties won the toss and they will receive. Despite a beautiful night, our biggest issue tonight is with the Northwest uniforms where you cannot possibly read the numbers. Tom, I'll let you explain that.
They have a black helmet with a black matte jersey and the same color black matte pants. But the numbers, the numerals, are also black with a red piping. It's completely against the rules.
Here's the Harper Creek kick, and it goes into the end zone, so Northwest will start at the 20-yard line.
I just don't understand how you can authorize to buy those jerseys. The rule book specifically says the numeral has to be a contrasting color.
Yeah, you cannot identify the players.
At Michigan Center a couple years ago, you could argue they had that white jersey with a gray numeral, and you could argue white and gray was contrasting, but that's black on black.
Yeah. You don't have a prayer here of identifying players. I even talked to their fine public address announcer, Pat Ludwig, here, who said last week he really had a problem. Here's a good running play right off the bat.
That was 21, Jalen Case, a good little slash play between the guard and tackle on the right side. They got a gain of about 6 yards, or maybe five or six on the first play of the game.
6'2", 190, Jalen Case. Quarterback is Ryan Crowley. We saw him last year. 6'1", 185 senior. And they run it out of a kind of a short gun with kind of an offset and a tailback. And Crowley fakes and looks and throws and way over the bench, just threw it away. That'll bring up a third down. And about four here for Northwest on this very first series. They kind of, looks like they're going into the wind. They're looking over for the signals, Tom, right into the sun.
Yeah, the sun is pretty bright. And directly at this time of the year, at this time of the night, directly in the eyes of everybody on that west side.
Third and four, Northwest. Bad snap, high. It's loose. And it looks like Crowley got it back, but Harper Creek was all over him. back at the 15-yard line. So after a real nice play to open that series, 6 yards, Northwest throws a pass near nobody and then a bad snap.
Crowley was fortunate to get back that fumble because Brandon Blowers of Battle Creek Harper Creek was right there. And somehow he wrestled it away from him.
Harper Creek will get great field position. There's a high spot. And it's blocked in the end zone. And out of the end zone, that'll be a safety for Harper Creek.
Luka Denich, number 55 from Harper Creek, blocked that punt.
That snap was high.
For Harper Creek.
And it took probably that extra split second to get the kickoff. And the big guy, Luka Denich, a senior, 6'3", 235. Oh. He looks bigger than that. Rumbled in for the block.
He kicked it right into his belly.
And Northwest probably fortunate that Harper didn't get a touchdown. It just barely trickled out of the back of the end zone.
First quarter.
So Harper Creek.
Harper Creek 2. Mountie
here in the first minute and a half, they lead 2-0. On a block, punt, safety. And now they get the ball right back for their first offensive play of the night shortly. Tom Coffey, Soft Watercraft Insurance Agency, the Collector Zone, OmniSource, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, White's Restaurant, Northwest Community Schools, part of our group here tonight on 970. 101.5 FM.
Logan Young set the kick for the Mounties.
And we'll see if we can figure out who's kicking the football. Again, identification almost impossible with the black numbers and black jerseys. I think it's Logan Young, the kicker. Has it teed up at the 20. They go into a kickoff. He booms one down here to the opposite 25. Run back 35, 40, 45, 50. And into Northwest territory at just over the 50-yard line. That was Noah Bowserman on the run back. And great field position here for Harper Creek.
Look at the size of that offensive line for Harper Creek. Look at 78.
Ryan McCafferty is 6'9", 283. Their right tackle. And the left tackle is not much smaller. Yeah, they got some big guys up there. On first down from the 50. Right up the middle, running room. That was Bowserman, and he ran right over the linebacker for about 7 yards.
24, Sherrar, number 9, Case with a stop for the Mounties.
Northwest on the tackle, Jamal Case, junior, 6'2", 220. It's a pickup, solid 7 yards on first down.
7 on the play, second down 3.
Their quarterback is Sam Bussler. He pitches back, first down, but a flag. Pre-snap penalty, probably here against the Harpers. And they had a running play that was out in the secondary with a running back untouched.
Is this the second year that Ed Greenman is not coaching at Harper Creek? He's now the athletic director, and Mike Seedorf is the head coach at Harper Creek. It's either the first or second year that Greenman's been out. Good guy. He's been around a long time, Eddie Greenman. I did see him over there on the in pregame warmups.
That flag was actually against Northwest pre-snap, lining up offside. And that gives Harper a first down at the Mountie 38-yard line. And they slip it off. Bowserman. Look at him run down to the 30-yard line. That was Jackson Malone at a quarterback that time. As they shuffled quarterbacks around. And now he comes back in. Jackson Malone is a senior. 6'2", 170. They run a little counter play. A lot of room. 25-20. 15, 13, 12 yard line. That was Dawson Bartlett. And they're running right now just at will here against the Northwest defense.
Yeah, little or no resistance right now by Northwest. And again, I can't emphasize this enough. That's a very nice looking offensive line for Harper Creek.
They go two tight ends here, real tight set. Bowserman up the middle, bursts inside the five-yard line. He's about a yard and a half short of a first down and about 4 yards short of a touchdown.
Case on the stop for Northwest. Number nine, Jamal Case.
Second down and two and 4 yards away from a touchdown with Harper already leading here 2-0. And Bowserman again, same play, touchdown. They just steamrolled Northwest right into the end zone.
Yeah, two tight ends, one wing or flanker to the right, and a nice little belly play right up the gut. So it's 8-0 Harper Creek with 8:14 to go in the first quarter at Northwest, and we're waiting the PAT by a very large-sized young man that's kicking.
Yeah, big 55. He blocked the kick. Luka Denick. Low snap. Good job. That's blocked. That was a low snap. A great scoop there by Sam Bussler.
Number nine,
the backup quarterback, but that was blocked by the Mounties, and we go 8-0. Harper Creek has a safety and a touchdown, no point. 30-second break, and we'll be back on 970, 101.5 FM.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back in Mountie Nation, Northwest, who won at the buzzer last week, not a good start here tonight as they give up a safety, first minute and a half, and showed no signs of being able to stop Harper Creek on their first drive. Here's a run back of the kick, 10, 15, 20, 25. Good run back, 30, out of bounds. Wish I could tell you who it was. Looks like Jamal Case. And Northwest, Case made it out to the 40, but he's just stepped out at the 32-yard line, so they'll start there. Down 8-0, 8 to go. First quarter here on Van Horn Road. GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, Ryan Crowley, the quarterback. Play action fakes, got a man open, and he overthrew him out in the flat.
Pass intended for Case, incomplete.
Case the intended target, and Crowley missed him. He rolled to the right. I think Case was the tight end on that side. He leaked out in the flat, and he was wide open, probably for a first down. But he missed him, second and 10. Here's the handoff, and going nowhere. They tried to run wide. Bailey Bostwick, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage back at the 29.
Bostwick was on the left side, and he was the motion man, and it was kind of a jet sweep type play. But Harper Creek is so well coached defensively, they string that out, and they'll let you run 53 yards all the way to the other sideline. and you don't get upfield at all.
Bad snap. Crowley saves it. Now he throws it, almost intercepted. And he gets absolutely hammered by Hunter Colasa.
John Taylor almost made the interception on what looked like almost a jump pass.
Ugly start here for Northwest.
7:24 to go in the first quarter at Northwest Stadium, and it's Harper Creek 8, Northwest nothing.
Northwest punting. Last one was blocked. And Northwest moves at the line of scrimmage, and that'll cost him 5 yards. The punter looks like he's up about maybe 2 yards closer than a normal punter, Tom.
That might have something to do with the snap, too.
Could be.
We'll back him up 5 more yards.
Hey, I'm not exaggerating. 35 years ago at Concord when I was a head coach, we used to have to snap it to a quarterback, and then he would fire it back to the punter because there was nobody on that 15-man squad that could snap that ball.
That one almost went over his head. He got the kick away. This will be run back. 50. And down to about the 42-yard line of Northwest.
Yeah, and that was Noah Bowserman, their very good running back that caught the ball right at midfield. Got about 10 yards on that return. It'll be first and 10 for Harper Creek at the Northwest 42.
Just 7 minutes in. 8-0 here for Harper. Their quarterback is Jackson Malone, a senior, 6'2", 170. We got some good athletes, Tom.
Looks like it. That's we've only seen him for about 20 minutes, but it sure looks
pretty impressive.
And we get to see him next week, too.
We will. See him out on Spring Arbor Road. Malone hands it off. Good running room there for number 10, Dawson Bartlett.
Bartlett with the carry.
He's a senior. And he's got 6, maybe 7 yards down to the Northwest 36-yard line. Let's give him 7, second down and 3.
One of the linemen made the tackle for Northwest, but again, tough to identify.
Yeah. Just a straight dive play, easy first down. That's Noah Bowserman. Off right guard and tackle. And that big guy over there leading the way, Ryan McCafferty, 6'9", 283.
Beavers advancing to the 30.
You know, that's just a belly play right up off guard. And if you can't stop that, Harper Creek's not going to do anything fancy. They're just going to grind this thing out.
Northwest has everybody in tight. Second back this time. They miss a tackle. 25-20. We have a flag down.
Carried by number 10, Bartlett.
It's an easy first down down to the 16 or 17-yard line, but a flag back here.
I haven't seen that in a while. The referee threw the flag, and it landed in the quarterback's face mask.
Personal foul holding.
Holding call against
Harper Creek.
The Harpers.
The spot foul.
But pretty disturbing here early. Northwest has not been able to stop Harper Creek on any play here so far.
No, not at all. I mean, even offensively, they haven't been able to get any momentum going whatsoever. They had the only yardage they really got was on that kickoff return.
So that nullified a first down. It was down well inside the 20. They bring it all the way back to the 43-yard line. It brings up a first down and about 23. For the Harpers. Quarterback Jackson Malone going to keep it, and he's going to get drilled. He got hit hard at the 40. Best defensive pursuit of the night here for the Northwest defense. Jason Shepard up to make the final hit. Several Mounties were there, but you can't read the numbers. Second down and 20. conversely, Harper Creek, that is a beautiful uniform.
Yes. White jersey, big blue numbers.
Malone rolling, looking to throw. Got a man out here. Great catch at the 20, and that'll be first down at the 19-yard line.
Ivan Johnson on the catch, and I want to say Jalen Case was there playing defense.
Well, the coverage was great. The pass was just better.
That was a really nice play by everybody.
Yeah, right where Ivan Johnson could dive and make the reception. And a first down at the 19, 20-yard pass play for Harper Creek. This time they pitch sweep, try to turn the corner. Great blocking out there on the edge, down near the goal line. They're going to mark him at the 1 or 2 yard line. That was, again, Dawson Bartlett.
That's one of those real, real quick pitches. I mean, boom, they got to the edge in a hurry, and they basically outran Northwest to the flank. Well, that ball's down on about the 1.
Eight nothing, and Harper Creek's about 4 feet away from another score. As the clock runs here, there's still 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. They run a full house in the backfield. And there's the handoff for the touchdown. Just too easy there.
That was Bartlett, number 10.
We'll give it to Bartlett for the last yard. And it's 14-0. And the big guy, Luca Denick, in for the extra point. And this has been all Harper Creek here in this first quarter. Denick out of the Sam Bustler hold, and this kick is up and good. 15-0 Harper Creek. Take a break. We're back in 1 minute on 970, 101.5 FM.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Ford Edge, AWD stock number 49148. AZ Plan Lease, $212 a month for 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. With RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebased to dealer. Offer expires August 22nd, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Another kick here for Harper Creek. And that gets over Northwest's head into the end zone. Had a man back there to return, but he kind of misjudged it. Looked like Keenan Adams. Tom out of town, anything?
Sebastian Tolan for Lumen Christi scored on a 10-yard run, and with 5:04 to go in the first quarter at Hastings, Tolan on the score, Colleen McDonnell on the PAT. It's Lumen Christi 7 and Hastings nothing.
Titans on the road tonight. Here it's 15-0 Harper. Ryan Crowley hands it off, and not much room there. Big guy.
That belly just looks slow.
Jalen Case off the right side.
Big McCafferty on the running back. When we say big, 6'9", 283.
Short gain on the play. Second nine.
Give Northwest about a foot there. Crowley back to throw, and no chance. Out here in the flat, tight end just kind of veered toward the sideline, and that pass again, not even close. All the passes have been way overthrown. And a third down, Northwest 10.
Raleigh's pass incomplete, third down for the Mounties.
Just a nightmare start here for Northwest. I can't think of one thing that's gone right so far. And now they're staring at a third and 10.
Screen.
Trying to set up a screen. Crowley in trouble. Pass was caught, but he was out of bounds. Well out of bounds. The Jalen Casey. And they, I guess they wanted a tight end screen, and Harper Creek read that quite well. Plus, they were right in Crowley's face. And now it's fourth down. The kicker is out. I've memorized his name by this time, Logan Young. A couple high snaps already, and he's had one block for safety.
Yeah, he's only 9 yards, maybe 10, behind the...
Gets this kick away, very returnable. 50. Ooh, nice block, 45. Good tackle by the Mounties at the 43-yard line, but again...
That was Jason Shepard on the very nice tackle of Noah Bowserman, a real nice returning back there for Harper Creek.
Harper Creek, again, glorious field position. Tom?
One more out-of-town score over in Concord in a real grudge match. 2 weeks in a row for Concord. Homer went 89 yards in 10 plays. And early in the game, after the first drive, it's Homer 8, Concord nothing.
Here it's 15-0, and Harper Creek right back in business at the Northwest 43-yard line.
A little different look for Harper Creek, spread all the way the width of the field.
Four wideouts, and Malone looks and throws. That's high over... the intended receiver, Ivan Johnson's head.
One of the defensive backs was right there for Northwest. It's on the far side of the field, and they're in the shade. They're in the shade of the press box. If they were in the sun, you might be able to read that number. Those uniforms look like a Jackson High uniform in 1970 after rolling around in the mud in the old Withington Stadium.
Harper has a second and 10. They get into a little more conventional look here with two tight ends, one running back, and they run an option. The quarterback keeps it. Good defensive play there by the Mounties.
Number 24, Sherrard with the stop.
Karan Sherrard on the stop. Third down and 8 here for Harper. From the Northwest, 41. And the clock runs with 3.5 to go. Pretty long first quarter here. Quarterback, Malone. Run an option, late pitch. Cut back, and they might have a first down. Tremendous second effort by Dawson Bartlett.
I'm not sure Northwest played that as well as they could, because Bartlett got 9 yards without even being touched, and then he did get stuck right at that, and he drove and he drove and he drove, and he did get the first down.
Extra 2 yards. Tremendous extra effort there for Bartlett.
But to stop the option, you got to have a man on the dive, a man on the quarterback, and a man on the pitchback. Northwest didn't have anybody on the pitchback.
They were pretty slow to get to the corner, get to the edge. And it's first down, Harper Creek. Fine run by Bartlett to the 33-yard line. He was really stopped at the 35 and got two on his own. And Bowserman up the middle. He's not very big, but he's crafty.
That's probably what Harper Creek is better at. Just that belly buck right up the middle. Quarterback kept it on his hip in a bootleg-type action.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling. Jackson Public Schools, Denny's Restaurant, Corrigan Oil with us tonight. Here's another flag on a pitch play and a good run again by Dawson Bartlett.
A little misdirection there as the quarterback rolled left and two men pulled back to the right. And he kind of gave a little slick handoff back to the right. Kind of a nice little misdirection play.
Holding is the call.
Another holding on Harper. That was a second. About four. And they're going to walk this one back. But, again, Northwest showing no indication whatsoever that they can slow down Harper Creek. They've just been running at will here in the first quarter. That goes to second and eight. Mike Seedorf sends a play in with his quarterback, Jackson Malone, the senior. And he sends Ivan Johnson wide to the left with a slot. Bowserman, the lone running back. Bowserman up the middle. Good play there by the Mounties. Just two or three yards. Looked like there was some movement in there, but no flag. That'll bring up a third and about six here for the Beavers of Harper Creek. 1:40 to go in the first, and it's 15-0 Harper Creek. On third down, they send Johnson again wide to the left. A little very tight, two tight ends. Run that counter play right into the secondary, 20, 15, breaks a tackle down inside the 10. Dawson Bartlett.
Nice player, very nice.
6'2", 185, kind of a lanky running back. Tom runs with great control.
Penalty flag on the play.
Oh, another flag here.
This was thrown. This is a sideline warning against Harper Creek. Very specific rules. I was at Lumen Christie's practice last week, and they really work on that. You've got to stay behind that dotted line. They make no, there's no exceptions. If you're not, you cannot impede the work of the official on that sideline. You can get away with yelling at him, but you can't get in his way.
The ball at the 8-yard line for Harper Creek.
So the play will stand. Again, a sideline warning. First down, 9-yard line, under a minute to go. Quarterback keeps it. Steps out of a tackle. Good pursuit by the Mounties this time. Out at the 12-yard line.
It looked like Bailey Bostwick was the man that got there. Didn't make the tackle, but he did slow up the quarterback, Jackson Malone, on that belly run to the outside, that bootleg. So a good positive play there for Northwest. Sets up second and goal.
Host of Mounties there at the, boy, they gave him the 9-yard line. Pretty generous spot. Second and goal for Harper Creek. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Malone long count. Pitches to Bartlett. Stays on his feet. Gets inside the 5 to the 4. And that will end the quarter. 15-0. And Harper Creek is at the 4-yard line when we come back in a minute. 970 and 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Northwest, Harper Creek has a third down and goal from the 4-yard line. They go with a full T in the backfield, full house. Malone, the quarterback, goes to Bartlett, cuts off a block. Looks like he's into the end zone. He is. Touchdown, Harper Creek. And they are up here 21-0 on the first play of the second quarter. And they bring the big guy in for the extra point. Luka Denick, 6'3", 240. And that kick is blocked.
Extra point blocked by Jamal Pitts.
Second block kick for Northwest.
11:55 in the first half.
And we'll take another quick break. Just a 30 break. Harper, we're right back. It's all Harper Creek. 21-0 on WKHM.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the WISE core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Another Harper Creek kick here. Time out of town.
End of the first quarter, it's Lumen Christie 14, Hastings nothing. They scored on a Brogan Sullivan touchdown run. Western leads Penfield 7-6, and Homer leads Concord 8-0.
Here's the run back for Northwest. Some running room out over the late fumble. I think he was down 32-yard line.
Nice tackle there by Ivan Johnson.
Adams on the run back.
Up across the 30.
Keenan Adams.
Ball spotted at the 32.
Shaken up briefly. He trickled off the field. And Northwest will try it again from the 32-yard line. Their offense so far has been disastrous. And here's a whistle and a timeout, Northwest.
First time out.
Take a break here from a couple of our sponsors. Back in a minute. 21-0 Harper Creek on WKHM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, Northwest took a timeout, and then they just lost a yard on first down. Quarterback Crowley's going to keep it, follow a couple blockers, hit hard at the 35-yard line.
I think that was Joe Tatar, number eight.
Number eight, textbook tackle.
Would that be a hockey pronunciation?
Yeah. 6'3", 210. They've got some big kids, good size, good skill on this team.
Third down for the Mounties.
And this will be a challenge for Lumen next week. Crowley throws it out here. Not even close.
Lumen Christie not really challenged tonight. Sebastian Toland has just scored again on a 31-yard run. Colleen McDonald made the PAT and was roughed. So Hastings took a penalty on that as well. With 10:32 to go in the second quarter, it is Lumen Christie 21, Hastings nothing. And next Friday night, a week from tomorrow, we'll be at the James C. Crowley Memorial Field for Harper Creek at Lumen Christie.
Mounties have to kick again. The snap way over the kicker's head. Able to get it, got a good kick away. And a fair catch and a fumble, but they get it back. Harper gets it back at the 39. And we have a flag. Good play by Logan Young. That snap was nowhere near Young. It was way over his head. And he went back, tracked it down. Actually got a pretty good kick away. But there's a flag down at the line of scrimmage.
He's going to get pretty tuckered out from just punting here tonight.
He'll get a tired leg.
Well, unlike Notre Dame's starting place kicker under head coach Brian Kelly, who's not going to be able to kick Saturday in their opening game against Temple because he's got a tired leg. So they're going to go with the backup, Justin Yoon.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
I can't.
Is that true, Tom?
That's what I read from one of the Irish writers.
Let's see. We may kick again here. It looks like the flags against Northwest.
Holding against Northwest.
They're going to take the ball all the way back to the 20-yard line. And now another adventure in fine punting. Logan Young stands back at the 10. That last snap was about 12 yards over his head. This one's perfect. Good kick. Over Bowserman's head all the way to the 20-yard line. And here he comes.
Oh,
30.
Oh, no.
40. 50. 40. Cut back. See, they missed a tackle. He goes all the way for a touchdown. They throw a flag.
The one that was the first one at the 35-yard line, I was watching. I didn't see it. I was on that play. The one down, there's another one thrown at the other 27-yard line.
What a run, though, by Bowserman.
Well, the Northwest kids didn't break down, and once Bowserman caught that on the bounce over his head, once he caught that, there were three or four Northwest kids there. They didn't break down, and he ran right past them. So then, now you're looking at only six, seven guys to have to defend the whole field. There is a new rule also this year on a blindside block. It's got to be initiated with the open hand. And
yeah,
that's what
gonna
it
be
is.
Difficult.
That's going to be difficult.
It's going to be difficult for the players and for the officials.
It's probably a good rule. It's no doubt it's a good rule. That keeps the blindside block when you're just running downfield and you turn and the guy's there. Or the crackback block. I'm kind of all for it. You know, when we played years and years and years ago, you could block below the waist. And how many knees and, you know, ankles went out because of that? So you can't lead with your head either. But this has to be with the open hand, and it's going to be tough. Officials have a hard enough job without having to decipher if that's the proper blocking technique.
just short of the 25.
So they bring the touchdown back. That was a run of almost 80 yards by Bowserman. And they took the penalty, obviously, up here at about the 35-40-yard line. And Harper Crick will take over at their own 25. And now they take a timeout.
I think they're a little tired also.
Timeout on the field.
Action brought to you by the Protection Center, longtime sponsors here, and American Title.
Timeout.
Same thing. Seymour Ford Lincoln will be Transit Mix, orthopedic rehab specialist. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Elrose Steel, Penn Chiropractic, Billy White Roofing, part of our group. Over at Withington tomorrow night for Jackson High, Zeeland East. Then Saturday, after the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show, Michigan State Bowling Green. And later on Saturday afternoon, 970, 101.5 FM, 3:30 kick from Texas, Michigan, and Florida. By the way, we have Lion football right now tonight. That's on 101.9 FM. The Lions and the Buffalo Bills are toiling. Here it's 21-0. And Harper Creek from the 25. Right up the middle, a little trap. Bartlett out over the 30-yard line.
Carry out the left side, Bartlett. Bailey Boswick there to stop him.
Bailey Bostwick on the stop, 5-yard pickup. And the clock runs with 9:50 to go. Lengthy first half here. And the quarterback Malone out of a short shotgun look, fakes a handoff and keeps it. And dives up for about 4 yards. He is slow getting up.
Tackled by Elijah Eatman. And, you know, even on, it looked like it could have been a broken play because there was nobody, what he flashed, there was nobody to give it to, and he just got it. They still got 4 yards, and it'll set up third down and one.
Ball to 34, third down.
Nice crowd here at Northwest tonight. On a beautiful evening here on Van Horn. Here's a run up the middle. Bowserman, easy first down on third and one, and he rambles all the way out to the 47 or 8-yard line.
That was 33, which we don't have.
Stop on the play by Boswick.
That was that fullback belly. It wasn't Bowserman on that play. And Boswick again on the tackle. But, man, you can't stop that fullback belly play. You're in trouble.
Well, I think Northwest is in trouble tonight. Yeah. They've not come close to stopping the Harper offense. Bowserman's one of those. This is 33 this time. And he's smaller than Bowserman. They're both little. Kind of little fullbacks.
Ferrar with the stop for the Mounties.
Little fire plug pepper pots that are hard to bring down. Built low to the ground. Here's Bowserman. And he's about a yard short of a first down on second down. Bring up a third and one, and they're just dragging this defense all over the field at this point. GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell. Bowserman, nice little cut at the point of attack and has an easy first down. Northwest had a couple players right there, and Bowserman just faked him out, ran right around him. Up limping as their kicker, Luca Denick, also an offensive lineman, big kid, about 240. He is their left tackle.
Ball at the 36.
and a first down, 36-yard line. There's the fake handoff. Quarterback wide open into the secondary. Jackson Malone, another first down. They're down to the 23-yard line of Northwest.
Yeah, Harper Creek's good. That was the second of Lumen Christie's two losses last year, right? They lost opening night to...
Right. I think they lost by a touchdown
West
down
Catholic
there.
And then lost to Harper Creek. Yeah, they're legitimate. No,
I want to say 28-21, something of that nature. Yeah, very solid football team with good athletes.
And then poor Northwest, you know, they've got Harper Creek tonight, and then in 2 weeks they go to Lumen Christie.
Here's a good play. They had Bartlett in the backfield, couldn't bring him down, and he got some positive yardage. That's happened several. These running backs are just really better than the defenders. Northwest has been in position several times to make some plays, but have not been able to get the running backs down, and that was almost 8 yards, Tom. He should have been hit behind the line.
Yeah, the people are there. I don't think they're mental problems for Northwest. They're just really physical problems, and when you get beat, you get beat.
Second two, Bartlett again. First guy misses him. He gets a first down at the 10.
Number 10 with the carry.
It's another 6 yards.
Yeah, poor Coach Grabowskis. He's got players at the point of attack. They just can't make the tackle.
Shepard and Boswick with the sack. Nose of the ball sniffing that 10-yard line.
Inside the 10, just grinding it out here. Harper Creek up the middle, and they're into the end zone. Touchdown.
Bowserman with the touchdown carry.
It's Bowserman again. Noah Bowserman, the senior. He's 5'8". He's about 160. Tough kid. Good runner.
Well,
and it's 27-0, yeah, extra point.
That's five scores. It's the fourth touchdown for Harper Creek and the safety in the first minute and a half of the game.
Denick, extra point. This one's good. 28-0. Harper Creek, 5:24 to go here in the first half. Back in a minute. 970, 101.5 FM.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Another kick coming up here for Harper Creek. They have just dominated proceedings here, 28-0. Downer for Northwest, who had the great win last week over Eaton Rapids. But... they have stepped up in caliber of competition in this one. Good run back by the Mounties on this kick out over the 35, just shy of the 40-yard line.
Last week with the return for the Mounties.
That was the crafty Bailey Bostwick, the junior. 5'9", 165, and a good return out to the 39-yard line.
Ball to the 39-yard line, first and 10 for the Northwest Mounties.
Do the Mounties have a first down? I do not believe so. It's been a nightmare. Crowley out of the gun. Hands it. Oh, big hit up the middle. Ouch.
Elijah Eatman with the carry.
Running back is just clobbered.
The line of scrimmage by 44 Walbeck.
44 Dakota Walbeck. 6'3", 195.
A spin in a gain of about 2. Second down, 8 for the Mounties.
Give Northwest 2 yards, second and 8. Crowley out of the gun. Has one running back. Looks to throw. Has a man open, caught. There's a first down. Into Harper Creek territory.
Number 11, Harry Moore on the catch. Oh, that great big guy is getting up slow.
Yeah, McCafferty's downfield to help make the tackle.
6'9", 283.
That is a big character.
Keegan Smith gets to block him next week.
On first down, Crowley again. Has time, flips it out here. It's caught, but incomplete. Or out of bounds, I should say.
Incomplete, out of bounds.
That was Moore again on the catch, but he...
Second down.
Foot was on the sideline. And that'll bring up a second and 10. 4:26 left to go. Here in the first half on 970-1015 FM. 28-0, Battle Creek. Crowley, pump fake, over the middle, has a man open, caught. And that's another first down. Moore again.
Harry Moore again on the catch, and Zach Burnham from Harper Creek made the tackle. So a couple of positive plays here for Northwest, trailing 28-0 with 4:19 to go in the second quarter.
Good job by Crowley to buy some time. Harry Moore, senior, made a couple catches here in the first down, 33-yard line. Crowley again, rolling, looking. Flicks it out here, and it's incomplete. Receiver got his hand on it. Time out of town.
It's also 28-0 in Hastings as, for Lumen Christi, Troy Kucha hit Adam Kalahar on a 14-yarder. Colleen McDonald's PAT. And with 6:01 to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christi 28, Hastings nothing.
Very similar games.
And they play each other next week because Hastings plays Northwest.
Here's a roll by Crowley. That pass intercepted. Down the sideline, 50-40. 30 cutback. Down 25-yard line. First down, Harper Crick. Again, that pass. He had a man out there, but it was overthrown.
Oh, baby. And a penalty flag.
And we have a flag.
Yeah, you can almost see that when you're down 28-0. You try to throw that pass into those long flats like that, and those kids will overplay it, and you're just it's like easy pickings almost.
It's against Harper Creek. I think they'll keep the ball.
Yeah, it's unsportsmanlike. But it's after the play, so it's still going to be Harper Creek's ball. I think when the Northwest kid tackled him, he tackled him high, and I think over there somebody griped at the official about wanting either a face mask or a helmet tackle or
right
through the opening of the shoulder pad. A couple other scores while we have a moment. over at Vandercook Lake. Vandy leads East Jackson 21-14 with 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Western leads Battle Creek Penfield 20-13 with a minute 46 left in the first quarter.
First down here, Bowserman pops through and has nine more yards. They just cannot stop this ground attack for Harper Creek, and up 28-0. They're 31 yards away from another touchdown. In fact, they gave him a first down on the play. It wasn't 9 yards, it was 10 plus.
First and 10 for the Beavers with the ball to 31.
Quarterback does a nice job running this offense, Jackson Malone. And they run a number of sets. We haven't seen much throwing at all from this team. They haven't had to.
27 up the middle, Bowserman.
A couple yards this time, 4-5 for Bowserman. Down to the 25-yard line.
I'll let you take that one.
Goodness, Napoleon 35, Grass Lake nothing. Ouch.
With 1:53 to go in the first half.
That's at Grass Lake.
It'll be a clock runner when the second half starts.
That's amazing. Second down here and probably four. Give it to Bartlett, hit the backfield. He escapes! You're kidding me. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Unbelievable. He should have been hit for a loss of 5. Northwest let him get away. He ran all the way across the field to the pylon for the touchdown. And it's 34-0.
Not much more to say. They're beating Northwest in absolutely every facet.
Wow.
They're tough. That's going to set up a good game Friday night.
That is. That is going to be a dandy. Here's the extra point. Up it. Hit the post. Wasn't there a flag? A lot of movement there. No flag, and it's 34. Hit the upright. That may prolong some agony here. 2:17 to go. Let's take a break. Back in a minute. WKHM 970, 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in while you're there. Grab any size fountain drink up to 44 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Kickoff returned by...
Back at Northwest, Mounties run the kickoff back out just about the 30-yard line. They'll have a first down. They had some success at last series.
30-yard line.
Completed about three passes. But then had the one picked off and returned about 50 yards to set up that last score. And Crowley back looking, rolling. Man open in the middle. Didn't see him, threw it out toward the sideline for more, and it was overthrown.
You know, that's that flat pass again. And in the last couple of minutes of the first half, once again, Zach Burnham was right there. Had that pass been a little bit better thrown, Burnham might have been able to grab it.
Second down and 10. Crowley looking, rushes on, flips it out here, and that's incomplete. A lot of pressure on the quarterback. Bring up a third and 10. Still 2 minutes to go in the first half. 8 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. Official sunset tonight, 8:14. And Crowley rolls and looks. Has a man open in the flat, and he caught the ball down the sideline. What a catch. Wish we could tell you who it was.
Over midfield for Amani, first down.
Connor Sherrar made the catch. The senior.
Number 24. He bobbled that.
About 12 times. This pass is caught at the 42-yard line. For Northwest on first down, they pick up 7. Trying to get on the board here before halftime. 90 seconds to go. And Crowley looking, pulls it down, running toward the sideline. And he'll be short of a first down as he runs out of bounds with 1:21 to go.
Again, some positive things for Northwest, but it's already 34 to nothing. Minute and 21 seconds left in the first half.
Harper sends their first defense back in. They had a bunch of subs out there on that series. And Crowley is rolling. Going to try to run for the first down. He got it. Broke a tackle. He's going to go for a touchdown. 10-5 touchdown. Flag. We have a flag. There's a flag back here at the 35-yard line.
That's the way things go. That was going to be a 43-yard touchdown run by quarterback Ryan Crowley.
Boy, he had about four blockers out there. There was one defender for Harper Creek.
Personal foul
on Northwest. Boy, that is an absolute killer. Give you something to get excited about at halftime, but now that it takes it all the way back to midfield.
Still third down.
And Crowley looking. Rush on throws. That's caught. Good move out there. That's going to be a first down. He's dragged down by Bowserman out of bounds.
Yeah, he made a real nice move to eluded the first tackler, but boy, Bowserman is he's a really nice football player both ways for Harper Creek.
First down, 33-yard line.
33-yard line for another Mountie. First down.
Again, Northwest has a ridiculous uniform there. You can't tell who's who. You can't read the numbers. Crowley trying to run. Same play. He scored a touchdown. He's into the secondary. He's at the 20. And dragged down there at about the 19-yard line. That's another first down on the quarterback sweep.
And that's an awful lot of black shirts in front of him.
Again, Harper has some backup players out there, Tom, on defense.
Several, yes.
Crowley down the middle. And that's caught. Touchdown. See if we can figure out who it is.
Touchdown pass, Bailey Bostwick.
Bailey Bostwick, number 6. Possibly.
Yes.
Nice throw by Crowley down the middle. And Bostwick caught it deep in the end zone, probably 7 yards in. And it's 34-6.
Timeout on the field.
41 seconds. And Northwest takes a timeout on the extra point.
This timeout brought to you by...
We are brought to you by...
Autolab.
Corrigan Oil, Express Stops by BP, and Marathon. Denny's Restaurants, Jackson Public Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, Advanced Fluid Technologies. If you missed it, Justin Upton traded today by the Tigers to the Angels. Tigers play a doubleheader tomorrow, the Cleveland Indians.
I'd say Cleveland's hot.
Yeah, they are. And what's amazing, they're hot with all the players they're missing. They're missing three of their staples in the lineup. Kipnis, Chisenhall is out, and Brantley. They are all out of the lineup. And Andrew Miller not pitching. Mounties will run for two here on the extra. Crowley pitches it. They try to get outside, and not even close. Good play by number five, Ivan Johnson. Came up to make the stop for Harper Crick. And we stay at 34-6. We'll keep it right here. 41 seconds left in the first half. Lumen Christi... Looks like they have an easy win tonight, Tom.
Yeah, they lead at halftime. Titans lead 28-0 at the half at Hastings. Jackson County Western leads at the half at Battle Creek Penfield. It's Western 20, Penfield 13. With a minute and 53 seconds left in the first half, is unbelievably Napoleon 35, Grass Lake nothing. 11:02 to go in the second quarter was the last score I got from Vandercook. Vandy was leading East Jackson 21-14 as new head coach Tim Goff tries to get his first win of his career at Vandy. Halftime score, or it's almost halftime, in the Lenawee. Columbia leads Leslie 28-24. Homer is running roughshod over Concord with a minute and a half left in the first half. It is Homer 24, Concord 6.
Down south, Hudson Morenci scoreless at halftime. Northwest kick, low line drive, scooped up. 20-yard line, 25, 30, 33. That was Bartlett.
Returned by number 10, Bartlett.
Tackled by Jalen Case and Keenan Adams.
Number 22, Keenan Adams.
The only way we could see that is it was directly in front of us. Now, when the lights take effect, when the sun sets, I don't think we're seeing any of these numbers. You can barely read them now. A black jersey with black
numerals. I can't read anything.
Numerals.
I cannot see. It looks like, to me, from here, just a red, kind of a red smudge on the uniform.
Well,
you cannot detect the numbers.
Number 11, Harry Moore, that one wide receiver's got a little pink towel off his right hip, and I know he's doing that so he can be seen.
Harper Creek rolling. They're going to throw here on first. It should have been intercepted. Geez, he had a man wide open out behind the secondary, Drew Bonifer, but Malone underthrew him, and then it should have been intercepted right to a Northwest defender, and he dropped it. Portland leads, Lansing Sexton leads Portland 6-0 at halftime. Interesting matchup up in Ingham County.
Have you seen anything on Grand Ledge at DeWitt?
No.
I'll look at halftime.
That should be a beaut.
DeWitt comes into the CAAC blue next year.
Malone just runs it up the middle out to the 40.
Quarterback keeper Malone.
About 6 yards.
Brought down by Jamal Case.
And I think they're just going to let the clock run out here. That appears to be the game plan for the Beavers. And the clock runs out, and we are at halftime on Van Horn Road. And our score.
That's your first half with your score.
Harper Creek, 34, Northwest 6. We'll take a 3 break. We'll be back at the half on WKHM, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Ford Focus SE, stock number 49541. AZ Plan purchase, $13,756.92. Plus tax, title, license, and fees. All factory rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offer expires August 31st, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We'll be featuring senior mellophonist Sam Hibbs in our second selection, telling the story of the young girl Elphaba, who grew up to become one of film's most
back here at Northwest.
Here
I think,
are
yes, we are back. 34-6 here, all Harper Creek in the first half. Northwest just had a nightmare trying to move the ball until that very last series where they were able to complete some passes, had, in fact, a couple decent runs. One by the quarterback for a touchdown that was called back, but they eventually did stick it in the end zone, and they're down by 28 here at halftime, 34-6. Interesting to get a look at Harper Creek because we see them next week. Next Friday, they're at Lumen Christi. When you look at Lumen's schedule, Tom, that might be the biggest challenge the rest of the year on the Titans' schedule next Friday.
I believe so. I just, you know, cold water
will be good.
Cold water is going to be good. I just saw that Beckheisen kid just scored for them over Marshall. I don't think Marshall probably can't beat Lumen Christi. Northwestern, Western. You never know about Western because they're legitimate. They don't have a name. They don't have a ninth game. Penfield is, you know, okay. They'll be tough, but I can't see Lumen Christi stubbing their toe very much. And what's kind of an oddity is that Harper Creek plays at Lumen Christi next week, and Northwest goes to Hastings, and they're playing each other tonight, the four of them. It's kind of a quirk in the schedule. Giving Northwest maybe a chance to get back on the winning.
Tomorrow night we'll be at Withington, Jackson High, Zeeland East, 7 o'clock kickoff. That's really the only game in the area. Chelsea plays at home tomorrow night against Pinckney, and that's it. All the other games are around the state. There's not many Friday games.
No, I counted, I think, 25 games tonight or tomorrow night, and I only counted 5 on Saturday. So there's no school tomorrow. It's kind of a state mandate that Labor Day weekend is open, so they've got that long Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And you might need it if you're in the UP trying to cross that bridge on Monday, because you're not crossing when they're shutting that thing down at 6:30 in the morning and not opening it back up until noon.
Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and update the out-of-town scores here at halftime. Battle Creek, Harper Creek, 34, Northwest 6 on WKHL.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmella Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicky Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for 5 generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties!
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Mountie Band, fantastic band here at Northwest, as always. Entertaining the crowd. But not a lot of entertainment in that first half with Northwest being really dominated by a very good Harper Creek team, 34-6. Tom, out-of-town scores.
And you think about it, Greg, it was right off the bat. Northwest took they won the toss, took the opening kickoff, went three plays, and on the fourth play, on fourth and long, they punted. and the punt was blocked by Luka Denik, and it bounced out of the end zone for a safety. And right there, 10:29 to go, first quarter, it was 2-0 Harper Creek. And then they ran, they scored 5 touchdowns in a row until Northwest finally scored one with 41 seconds left in the first half to bring this score to what it is now at half, Harper Creek 34 and Northwest 6. All right, what do you got there at halftime?
Columbia Central, who won last week over Napoleon.
The director of the Marching Mounties is Brian M. Manzanillo.
They're beating Leslie at halftime tonight. Wild scoring game. They put up 70 points the first half. 42-28, Columbia at halftime.
I just gave the score a moment ago. It was 28-24. That's incredible how these teams can score points. That Lenaway is getting more wide open, probably with the exception of Hudson. They all kind of are wide open, and they throw it around quite a bit. All right, halftime scores. At the Lumen Christi game, the Titans lead 28-0 on a 10-yard touchdown run by Sebastian Tolan, a 14-yard run by Brogan Sullivan, a 31-yarder by Tolan, and a 14-yarder from Troy Kucha to Adam Kalahar. Colleen McDonald has made all 4 PATs. And at the half, it's Lumen Christi 28, Hastings nothing. At the half from Penfield, it's Western 20, Battle Creek Penfield 13. With 5:44 to go in the first half, at last look, Coldwater was leading Marshall 21-0. So we've got all 4 scores in the Interstate 8. In the Cascades Conference, Vandercook was leading East Jackson 21-14 early in the second quarter. A halftime score is a stunner from Grass Lake as Napoleon leads Grass Lake 42-0.
Unheard of, Tim.
In the Big 8 at the half, it's Homer 24, Concord 6. Outstate in the CAAC Blue, DeWitt leads Grand Ledge 7-0. I'll bet you that game's every bit as good as that sounds. DeWitt 7, Grand Ledge nothing. Up north, Traverse City West leads Grand Haven 24-7. It's Marine City 28, Port Huron Northern 14. Cedar Springs leads Battle Creek Lakeview 38-7. In the southwest, it's Sturgis over Pawpaw 14-0. Back over in the Kensington, it's Salem 19, Howell 6. Up in the UP, Calumet leads Negaunee 12-7. Good game over in the southwest. Stevensville Lakeshore 14, Kalamazoo Central 13. The Titans semifinal opponent last year was Millington. This year, Millington is good again. They lead Carroll 28-0 at the half. Fowlerville leads Charlotte 14-7. It's Frankenmuth 13, North Branch nothing. Muskegon Oak Ridge leads North Muskegon 13-0. And Midland Dow scored on the last play of the first half to give them a 7-5 lead against Bay City Central.
Blissfield has a 14-6 lead over Clinton. I don't think Clinton's lost down there in a while.
No, especially not to Blissfield.
Yeah.
And by the way, Lumen Christie's 28-0 lead didn't last very long. Early in the third quarter, Sebastian Tolan goes 51 yards. And with 10:32 left in the third quarter, it's now a clock runner. Colleen McDonald kicked the PAT, and Lumen Christi leads Hastings 35-0.
Wow.
10:32 to go, third quarter.
There is a red.
Here it's 34-6.
Blocking a bus.
All Harper Creek.
You need to move your vehicle, please.
And the Harpers will get the kick to start the second half. We'll be back in 3 minutes and get this second half rolling. 970, 101.5 FM.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Jackson's choice for physical therapy and sports medicine for 30 years, offers the ORS Fieldhouse Community and Event Center for your summer activities. At the ORS Fieldhouse, we offer batting cages, pitching lessons, court rentals, bubble soccer, summer leagues, and space for your next community event. The ORS Fieldhouse features the Total Performance Training Center, providing coaching and instruction to reach your goals, whether you're a recreational, college, or professional athlete. Visit our page at orsmi.com for more information.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Softwater Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Softwater also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Softwater, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at BillyWhiteRoofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Lincoln MKZ VIN number 3LN6L5, C91HR, 648088, stock number 49515. Easy plan lease $287 a month for 36 months, 7,500 miles per year, with $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With RCL renewal, see dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer ends August 31st, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Two teams finally trickled their way back out to the field here, a minute or so before the start of the second half on WKHM. Tom, an update?
Yeah, a couple updates. As I mentioned a moment ago, Lumen Christi scored early in the third quarter on a 51-yarder by Sebastian Tolan, so they've taken a 35-0 lead at Hastings. Western has scored on an 87-yarder. It was a pass from Steel Fortress. I can't remember who caught it, but Western leads Penfield 26-13 early in the third. Halftime score, Vandercook Lake leads East Jackson 27-20. Halftime score in the Lenawee, Hillsdale and Ionia are tied at 14. And, you know, Holt got hammered last week, and they turn around and they're giving Hudsonville a heck of a game. At the half, it's Hudsonville 7, Holt nothing. So just a handful of updates there as we get ready to get this second half rolling here at Northwest, where Harper Creek leads Northwest 34-6.
Well, the shocker tonight is Napoleon 42-0 over Grass Lake. That was in the third or at halftime, I'm not sure. At the half, 42-0. And Buffalo Bills leading the Lions 13-3. They're approaching halftime in Buffalo in a extremely meaningless pro football practice game. Here it's 34-6. Mounties will kick off to Harper Creek as we start the third quarter.
And yes, pro football exhibition games are extremely meaningless.
Useless.
Well, not totally, because there's a couple of guys that are fighting for their jobs. I'm sure on every team there's a spot or two that's still in question. Boy, an onside kick by Northwest.
Onside kick, and it's recovered by Harper Creek.
There's a new rule this year on that onside kick, too. They can't have that high one where it bounces once, and they spike it, bounces once, and goes high in the air. So they've taken that out. Several rules changes. And
good gamble by Coach Grabowskis.
Hey, it's 34-6. What's he got to lose?
Harper Creek will have it first and 10.
And here come the Harpers.
It's 8:30 already.
Wow, this is a long.
And we kicked off at 7:03. We kicked off early.
Arduous first half. And Malone on a quarterback keep out has about 4 yards out to the 46-yard line on the first play of the half.
And I'm going to tell you, while the sun was out, I could read a few numbers, but now that the sun is set,
it's just like no numbers. And it's just black.
And just lights on. I can't see one number.
That's a shame.
How do you buy those jerseys? If you're coaching, you're going to film the game, and then you're going to use the recording to evaluate and make your kids better. You can't tell who's who.
Malone's pass right through the hands of the intended receiver, and that was Drew Bonifer. Bring up a third, about 6. Harper Creek had some second-teamers in toward the end of that first half. I think they've got the first group out here starting this third quarter.
Come on, you rowdy Mounties. Let's get this team pumped up.
Jackson Malone under center this time. Two fakes, he's rolling and looking. Flips it out, wide open caught. They miss a tackle, and he gets a first down.
The Northwest defender was right there, and he looked like he was going to make a good tackle through the head and shoulders, and then he let go.
That Bowserman is a pistol.
Mm-hmm. Good little player. They ran that route off down the sideline and slipped him in underneath in that open area. It's a very nice play.
Good play.
First and 10.
And I haven't seen the first guy get Bowserman to the ground all night, whether he's running inside or outside. And he'll be a bit of a load for Lumen Christi next week. Quarterback flips it out. Same play the other side. And Bowserman is close to a first down, right at the sticks, down to the northwest, about 36-yard line.
That's a good little offense they have, because Harper Creek can obviously run between the tackles, and they can run wide a little bit, and they're able to throw a little bit. A lot of times when you get to this point early in the third quarter with a 34-6 lead, sometimes you've got some things that you need to work on.
Yep. A lot of formations they throw at you.
Yeah, especially early in the season like this.
Jackson Malone stands at the 40, short gun. Straight handoff off left tackle. That's Bartlett down to the 31.
That's the best play in football right there. That is just a slant off tackle. It was probably designed to be just a belly at the guard, but he bumped it out towards the tackle. Got himself 5-6 yards on first down.
On the play, second down, 4.
Big offensive line. And pretty mobile. Second down, about 5. Throw a long one down the sideline, and that is intercepted by Northwest.
Money ball. Pass intercepted by Brandon Boswick.
That's Boswick with a very nice grab over there. He was stride for stride with that receiver down that far sideline.
Excellent coverage. Brandon Boswick and Northwest takes over inside their 10 at about the 7-yard line as Harper Creek got a little greedy there.
First and 10 with the ball on the 8-yard line.
And Crowley rolls a pitch. A lot of blockers out there. And good running room out to almost the 20-yard line. Harper Creek really hasn't stopped that sweep play, Tom.
Jalen Case with carry up.
No, that's been a pretty effective offensive.
Easily their best play of the night. That time they pitched it, the quarterbacks run it a couple times.
When they pitch it, they pitch it real, real quick.
Here's Crowley to throw. Now he's going to run and throw, and that is caught. But out of bounds. Stepped out of bounds after the catch up near the 30.
That was Harry Moore, he of the pink towel on his right hip, so you know who he is. Number 11.
Ball to 29. Second short.
And the quarterback tries to get outside and... This time, pretty good contain.
Yeah, real good contain by Harper Creek, and then the pursuit was there to, it's...
Newman and Walter.
Bring up third and about a yard.
Yeah. Stop for
maybe
Harper
two.
Creek. First down.
Oh, they gave him a first down. Wow, I didn't think he was close.
I didn't either.
First and 10 for Northwest with the ball at the 30-yard line.
See, I think... When we were looking at it for 2 yards or so, I think the guy on the down box had already moved.
Here's Crowley to throw. Rush on. Hit from the blind side and drilled.
Well, Harper Creek guessed right. They had a stunning linebacker, and
Crowley hit the backfield.
They just had one more person than Northwest could block.
Taylor and Worthington with the...
Crowley's right at the sideline. I'm surprised he didn't just chuck that over the bench there. And that's a loss of 5, second and 15. 34-6, Harper Creek. 8:20 to go on the third. Blitz on again. He's hit as he throws, and I believe that's incomplete. Ball hit the ground. Good pressure.
Intended for Case, incomplete.
By Harper. Coming off the corner. Even the good numbers are hard to read now. Crowley rolling on third and long, looking in trouble. Oh, he's drilled back at the 20. And that's going to bring up a fourth and forever.
Putting Crowley in the backfield.
Fourth and 22.
Brings up fourth.
So another punt here for the Mounties. And that's our kicker. Logan Young, he's had a workout tonight. High snap, he grabs it though. Short kick. And a fair catch, 47-yard line.
Young's kick fielded by
for the Harpers.
The 47.
I got an update in the Cascades Conference. The first score I've seen tonight from Hanover Horton. In the third quarter, it is Michigan Center 5, Hanover Horton nothing.
Wow. Third quarter or third inning?
It's the third quarter. Ithaca has a 28-0 halftime lead over Pinconning, and with by all indications, Ithaca will be back in Division 6 this year.
Big running play here. Bartlett spins inside the 40, 38-yard line. Excuse me, that was the quarterback, Sexton.
Malone.
Or Malone, Jackson Malone.
Hit by number 21, Jalen.
And he picks up 9 yards on first down.
Portland has come back and scored with 7:44 to go in the third, and Portland now leads Lansing Sexton 7-6. And Cadillac leads St. John's 32-21 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Second and a yard here. And the quarterback, nice little cut, gets out into the secondary, has a first down.
Quarterback keeper Malone, stopped by Jamal Case.
34-yard line, first down, Harper Crick.
34, first and 10.
And they wind the clock up here.
End of the third quarter in the Cascades. It's Napoleon 45, Grass Lake nothing.
Wow.
Grass Lake hasn't been shut out since 2004.
Here's Bowserman open outside and dragged down. Flag might be a face mask there on the tackle. Tom, I've got a final. Ludington 21, Stockbridge 20.
Good. Stockbridge and Ludington. Where was that?
Stockbridge.
That's good.
Personal foul.
That's a long bus ride.
Northwest. Hey, by the way, the Cascades game, just as I mentioned it, Grass Lake did just score. So with 10:16 to go in the game, it's Napoleon 45, Grass Lake 8. And that cuts the lead. Yeah, that's only a 33-point lead, so that means
a 37-point lead.
Well, once I retired, I didn't know how to add or subtract. Yes, 45-8, the clock will still run.
And you're a calculus teacher.
I'm retired. In Ithaca, right now, all I can count is bogey,
yeah,
par, birdie, double bogey.
Double bogey. Yeah. First down here after the penalty. Look at Bartlett. Goodness. Hard running to the 15.
Number 10 with the ball.
Looks like number, I think I saw a number. I think number 4, Elijah Eatman, made this tackle.
Tackle by number 4, Eatman, for Northwest.
Yeah, Northwest has a black uniform with black numbers. They have a little red little trim on the number, and you just, unless you're George Reeves, you cannot see these numbers. Quarterback rolls, looks and throws. That was almost intercepted.
Pass incomplete. Jalen Case with the
Tom out of town.
At the Lumen Christi game, Joe Barrett has scored on a 1 yard run. So with 18 to go in the ball game, it is Lumen Christi 42, Hastings nothing.
We have a third down here and about 7 for Harper. They're at the Northwest 16-yard line. Bowserman, Barrett in the backfield. Bowserman up the middle, and he's down just inside the 10. He's close to a first down. Depends where they spot him. They're going to put him right at the 10. He'd probably be a foot short.
Adam Taylor.
He just stuck his nose in there and went right up the middle.
Brings up fourth down
for 6.5 yards. And it's going to be fourth down, a good solid yard to go for the Beavers.
And it gives them an opportunity. Now a straight tee.
And an easy first down there. They're down near the 5.
That was the classic straight T with seven linemen and the backs fingertips to fingertips. They ran that buck with the left halfback off the right guard. Fullback led. Real nice play.
Stopping, but not until.
Ball exactly on the 5-yard line. Clock is running, but there's 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go, and it's still the third quarter. 34-6, Harper Creek over Northwest.
Harper up by 28. Ten in the box, and they do not get there. They get about a yard or two. Now they're pushing the pile, and let's see where they give them forward progress. Looks like it's going to be at least the 2-yard line and goal to go for the Beavers. Up 34-6, and they've really dominated every aspect of this tilt tonight. So Harper Creek next week at Lumen Christi, that could be a dandy on Spring Arbor Road. That will be a real challenge for the Titans. And here's a buck near the goal line. Touchdown. Late call, touchdown, Harper Creek. One thing, we have not seen a lot of Harper Creek's defense here tonight. But I don't think you have a gauge on how good they're going
to
be.
Not really. I mean, the Northwest, after it was already 34-0, were able to get some yardage and score, et cetera. But, you know, there were some subs in there. And honestly, when it's 34-0, you have that natural emotional letdown.
Big extra point here. Up. And good. And it's 41-6. That would be a 35-point lead, and we will go into a running clock. Let's take a 1-minute break. We'll be back. 41-6, Battle Creek on WKHL.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Game on! It's time to register for co-ed fall soccer for ages 3 to 5 and co-ed fall flag football for ages 4 to 7 with the Jackson YMCA. Save money and register by September 2nd. Just $25 for members and $40 for non-members. After September 3rd, it's $30 for members and $45 for non-members. For more information or to register, visit the Jackson YMCA in downtown Jackson or online at jacksonymca.org. The Jackson YMCA, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Northwest, 41-6.
Tackle for Harper Creek.
And we go with the running clock here the rest of the way, although it's stopped right now.
First and 10 for the Mounties with the ball at the...
They wind it up. Try that sweep play. We've got a flag. And that will stop the clock here.
The 22, Keenan Adams with the carry. Penalty flag on the play.
Adams on the carry, and he was hit behind the line, which the line was just the 15-yard line. He was hit at about the 13. Holding on Northwest.
Holding is the call. End of the third quarter up in DeWitt. It's still DeWitt 7, Grand Ledge nothing.
Boy, that's got to be a hard-hitting event.
Didn't last year's also go right down to the...
Yeah, I think so.
Right down to the wire. Head coach Matt Bird of Grand Ledge was honored as the Detroit Lions Coach of the Week last week.
Harper Creek turned that penalty down. That's how bad this game is. 41-6. And they turned down the holding penalty. And Crowley back to throw it. Rush on. He steps away from it. Now he throws it long and incomplete. That was well overthrown.
He threw that ball a mile.
Yeah, he threw that about 50 yards in the air.
Pass intended for hey, a real nice game down in the southwest portion of the state. There's 2:57 left in the third quarter, so they still got a long way to go. Berrien Springs leads Schoolcraft 20-14. Now, we saw Schoolcraft, of course, in the second game of the playoffs last year on that Saturday afternoon. Just a tremendous, tremendous game. Berrien Springs has to be good. I've read, you know, they're decent to be able to hold in there with those guys.
There's a flip out in the flat and out to the 23-yard line.
I wonder if Galloway's gotten this clock calibrated. Are you sure that's running at full speed?
I think all the clocks are slow here tonight.
It's 9 minutes to nine already. This game should be over.
Ooh, Crowley.
Quarterback keeper Crowley.
On fourth down and one, and he got the first down as he leapt over the pile there. And Northwest grinds out a first down at their own 25-yard line. Crowley looking, flips it out, and it's caught. And that's at about the 33-yard line. Clock continues to run here.
Pass caught by Jackson High transfer Harry Moore. And you can tell he's got that pink towel on.
I got to look for that. I can't even see that.
Well, he's right here close to you.
This will be the last play of this quarter. Crowley looking, being chased, and he throws, and that is incomplete. And that ends the quarter. 41-6. We're back in a minute. 970 and 101.5 FM.
Want to cut your cooling costs this summer? With a highly efficient York air conditioning system, you can save up to 50% in energy costs while enjoying more consistent temperatures throughout your home. Call Able Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer, at 517-568-5522 to schedule a free evaluation of your system and learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency this summer. Able Heating and Cooling, able-heating.com.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Okay, fourth quarter, we're teeing it up here. We're into a running clock. It's 41-6. Northwest has a third and about three in their own territory at the 33-yard line. Ryan Crowley being chased by a bunch. Gets away. Good job. He fires. And that is incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth down.
Crowley's pass.
Boy, incomplete. Good job by Crowley to avoid.
Intended for Harry Moore.
Harper has a lot of backup. I think most of the players in there are backups on defense right now.
Yeah, they're significantly smaller.
Final, Napoleon 45-8 over Grass Lake. Here's a run out over the 40-yard line for a first down.
Ryan Crowley.
That was Ryan Crowley. Good job.
First down.
Got a first down at the Northwest 41. Crowley throws, it's caught. Down to the Harper Creek 40. Tom?
Jamal Case on that grab. Very nice throw and catch. And again, it's against the subs, but none, you know, if you're Northwest coach Adam Grabowskis, you've got to do something. And
first and 10 for the Mountaineers with the ball at the 39 yard line.
Valuable playing time for the backups. Down the middle, that is knocked away. They throw a flag, call interference. And that'll be a 15-yard walk-off from the line of scrimmage.
Sean Fleischer, the defensive back for Harper Creek, got into his body, the receiver's body, just before the ball got there.
Harper Creek.
So it's one of the moments where the clock does stop on penalties with 10:05 to go in the ball game. It's Harper Creek 41, Northwest 6.
Crowley again gets it outside. That's close to another first down. As Northwest finally moving the ball against the backup Harper Creek defense.
Crimian and Dylan Day with the stop. 8-yard gain. Second down.
Onstead up 28-0. Here's Crowley running and looks like he got in for a touchdown. Nope, they say he stepped out. 4-yard line.
Crowley stepped out of bounds at the 3-yard line, forced out by Hinton.
Unfortunately, I don't know who Onstead's playing, but they are leading 28-0.
First and goal for the Mounties with the ball at the 3-yard line.
3-yard line for Northwest. Trying to slow down this clock here with 8:50 to go. They pitch it, try to turn that corner, and get in for the touchdown.
Picked up Jalen Case for a money touchdown.
9 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. 41-12.
Our buddy Dirk Miller just checked in. At the end of the first quarter, it's Indiana 7, Ohio State 3.
Wow. Thank you, Dirk, for that update. I was looking for it.
And Jimmy Sambear checked in. Lumen Christi, a final score, beat Hastings 42-6.
Mounties go for a two-point conversion. Throw it. Good. Good job by Crowley there. He had two guys draped all over him.
Pass complete to Jamal Case for a two-point conversion for the Mounties.
Jamal Case. 41-14. Take a minute break, and we'll be back on 970-1015 FM.
Will Be Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Will Be Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Will Be Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Will Be Transit Mix, online at willbetransitmix.com.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Jackson's choice for physical therapy and sports medicine for 30 years, offers the ORS Fieldhouse Community and Event Center for your summer activities. At the ORS Fieldhouse, we offer batting cages, pitching lessons, court rentals, bubble soccer, summer leagues, and space for your next community event. The ORS Fieldhouse features the Total Performance Training Center, providing coaching and instruction to reach your goals, whether you're a recreational, college, or professional athlete. Visit our page at orsmi.com. for more information.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Northwest kicking off. Kind of a punch kick right out of bounds.
Young's kick out of bounds.
And let's see who comes out here for see who's at quarterback first of all for Harper. Football's at the 35.
Harper Creek has it first and 10. Check those tickets, fans. 106. 4-5-2-1.
And they have their backup quarterback in.
Winning 50-50, 106-4-5-2-1.
Bustler. Sammy Bustler.
Out of the straight tee.
And they run it up for about 4 yards to the 39.
Of course, now that Northwest scored and cut the lead to under 35 points, we'll go back to normal clock operations. So 8.5 to go in the ball game. Harper Creek leads Northwest 41-14. Jackson County Western just scored, so with 7:51 to go in the game, Western leads Penfield 32-20. 32-20 Western over Penfield. And Homer just scored. They lead Concord 36-12, minute 49 to go in the third.
Running play out to the 44, another 5 yards. Good job by the backup troops there for Harper. They have a third down and a yard.
We do have three final scores in. Lumen Christi has beaten Hastings 42-8. Onstead beat Adrian Madison 45-0. And in the Cascades, it was all Napoleon as they beat Grass Lake 45-8.
And I'm thinking that Stockbridge game may have started early at 6 o'clock. Ludington beat Stockbridge 21-20. It's a long bus trip. Third and a yard. And they get that yard easily out near midfield.
Quarterback keeper.
Harper Creek with backup troops in for much of the second half.
About a dozen or 15 players on the bench for Northwest. I think
I thought they had more players.
Yeah, you know what? They've got a lot of kids. There's kids in knee braces and
they got some kids banged up.
Yeah, there's kids in street clothes down there.
And we get a flag here on first down.
Legal procedure against.
Who did I see the other day? Somebody had to forfeit tonight. Bad Axe. Bad Axe had to forfeit to Saginaw Novell. They have 15 guys on the team, but after last week's game, they had two injuries, so they're down to 13 healthy kids. No sense bringing a couple of JVs up to try to do it, so they just simply canceled the. They forfeited tonight to Saginaw Novell. That's the first one I've seen this year, but you know as we get into it, it's going to get worse and worse. And the worst one might be Vassar. Vassar They condemned the bleachers the other day, so they're playing all their home games. They're just letting people in. They told them, bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets, and you can just sit around the field. There will be no charge, but they can't sit in the seats. And the same thing happened, Greg, with their indoor facilities. So their indoor games, volleyball, basketball, are going to be played at Bay City Central.
Damian Derby stopped for the Mounties.
They did that at Jackson High, too. All of those outside bleachers, have you noticed that they've been replaced? You haven't seen the baseball ones yet. I was up there the other day. Mike Armelli and I went up the other day to check the equipment back to the studio, and we got a chance to look at that real good.
Third down here for Harper, a 9. They're just running off tackle, and they run for a first down. Goodness. Just a straight dive.
That's a nice run by him. That was 14.
Well, he's the quarterback, Bustler.
Number 30, Connor Peters with the stop.
Well, look at the difference between the backups at Harper Creek. Look how small those guys are compared to that front seven for the starters.
In Northwest, you cannot see a number. 5 minutes to go.
I follow Leslie's athletic director, Scott Cousineau, on Twitter. And now we're into the fourth quarter. It is Columbia Central 49, Leslie 32. I think between the two of them, they usually score about, when they get together, they score in the 50s.
Second long here. Quarterback kept that time and gets down to about the 33, picked up 4.
Love that belly keep. Rides the fullback off left guard and then follows him up the hole.
We're down to about 4:10 to go in the game, 41-14.
Along with number Harper. 65, Josh O'Neill.
Do you remember who East Lansing was playing tonight?
Third down and 4.
I wrote it. I usually write all those down.
Well, I gave it to you over there somewhere.
It's kind of
Dearborn Divine Child.
It's kind of dark in here.
It is.
East Lansing... they lead 17-7 with 44 seconds left in the third.
Yeah, they're playing Divine Child.
DeWitt takes a 14-0 lead over Grand Ledge. Noah Kanish connect with a 77-yard touchdown from Blake Garfield.
Harper got a first down there, so they about one more first down. They could run the clock out with 3.5 left. Tom, there are some really interesting ones tomorrow. We've got Lowell at Rockford, East Kentwood at Orchard Lake St. Mary, Martin Luther King at Toledo Catholic.
That Toledo Central Catholic is fantastic. That'll be a good one.
Whitmer at Catholic Central, Macomb Dakota at Utica Eisenhower, and Cass Tech is playing Chicago Simeon. Here's a first down again for Harper.
Staza with the carry off the left side.
And they continue to grind it out on the ground. Massive amounts of yardage tonight for the blue and white Battle Creek. Harper Creek, we'll see them next week. They will be a formidable opponent for Lumen. And the clock is down to 2.5 to go.
Justin Staza with the carry.
Northwest has to regroup. They go to Hastings.
Josh O'Neill with the stop for the Mounties.
not a lot of positives, Tom, but I thought Crowley did a decent job. The quarterback, Ryan Crowley, a couple other kids who I can't identify because you can't read the numbers. On second down, 2 or 3 yards here for Harper, and 2 minutes to go.
My impression was, you know, the kids were, for the most part, it looked like they were in the right spot, but they're missing tackles, and there's not a lot. You know, a new coach comes in, he's coaching them up, and there's just there's so much you can do. And he's got the best kids he's got out there on the field. I mean, that's...
Third down and five.
You're pretty much stuck.
Third and five and a touchdown, Harper. Quarterback fake to the running back. Cap it on his hip.
Touchdown.
Slid off the right side into the end zone. And the Harpers are up 47-14. With 1:29 to go. And that is not running up the score. They just took the ball and really ran it right up the middle for that whole drive. With kicks
a,
good.
With a bunch of kids that look like 10th
JVs.
Graders. Yeah, really do.
That's a good program. That's been a solid football team for a long time.
Get it while it lasts.
I'm not even going to try to subtract anymore. It's 48-14.
Now let's take a break for a minute. We'll come back and try to wrap this one up. It's a long night on Van Horn Road. 48-14 on 970 101.5 FM.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Why is it important that auto owner's insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Oh, Eaton Rapids, who lost last week to Northwest, just beat Mason 17-0.
And the biggest upset I think I've seen so far is a final. Blissfield has beaten Clinton 20-6.
Wow, that is another surprise. A few of them tonight. None bigger than Napoleon's demolition of Grass Lake.
Now, Grand Ledge just came back and scored on a Nolan Bird one-yard run with 2:12 left. So at 2:12 left, it's DeWitt 14, Grand Ledge 7.
Here's a bounding kick. Northwest 50, 45, 40. Down at the 38-yard line.
Keenan Adams with the return for Northwest.
Adams on the return. That was kind of a funky kick. And it was picked up on the fly by Adams here at about the 35, and he almost broke it all the way.
Ball spotted at the 38-yard line where the Mounties will have it first and 10.
Bases loaded, two outs. Aaron Judge pops out. He's 3-for-42 against the Red Sox in the second half of the season.
3-for-42?
Yeah, against the Sox.
Mounties, there's a hole. Wow, they tackled 14. Bustler. No flag. Thank you. And the Mounties, who you can't tell who carried it, down to the 30.
Another final just in the Interstate 8. Nice win for Jackson County Western, as Western has beaten Battle Creek Benfield 32-20.
Good road win for the Panthers. Second and short. They throw it long for the end zone, and that is interference in the end zone.
10-yard. I think it's 10.
It's intended for Case. Incomplete. Penalty flags on the play.
So with the way this schedule is set up, Western and Penfield will now each play Coldwater and Marshall. Last score I had on that was Coldwater 21, Marshall nothing. That was a halftime score.
Oh, the Mounties get the football 15-yard line following the pass interference penalty. 36 seconds. Pitch it out here and run it down to about the 10, maybe the 9.
Cascades Conference Final. Michigan Center holds on and beats Hanover Horton 15-0. At one point, Michigan Center led that game 5-0 in the third. So Michigan Center 15, Hanover Horton nothing. Center goes to 2-0. Horton drops to 0-2.
Mounties trying to run one in here late. Good play by the backup defense for Harper, and they drag it down the running back at the 10-yard line.
That's the ball game.
And the game's over.
Northwest 14.
Harper Creek 48, Northwest 14. Two-minute break. We will come back and wrap it up. Check the out-of-town scores. Subway Sub Shop, player of the game. Coming up on 970 101.5 FM.
Want to cut your cooling costs this summer? With a highly efficient York air conditioning system, you can save up to 50% in energy costs while enjoying more consistent temperatures throughout your home. Call Able Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer, at 517-568-5522 to schedule a free evaluation of your system and learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency this summer. Able Heating and Cooling, able-heating.com.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Game on! It's time to register for co-ed fall soccer for ages 3 to 5 and co-ed fall flag football for ages 4 to 7 with the Jackson YMCA. Save money and register by September 2nd. Just $25 for members and $40 for non-members. After September 3rd, it's $30 for members and $45 for non-members. For more information or to register, visit the Jackson YMCA in downtown Jackson or online at jacksonymca.org. The Jackson YMCA, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranford, Josh Ankle back to wrap up this one. 48-14, it was all Harper Creek. We had a running clock for about 5 minutes here in the second half. But Harper got an early safety, then a quick touchdown after that, and Northwest could not defensively stop Harper Creek at all. They did have some plus plays in the second half when Harper Creek inserted some second stringers, maybe even some third stringers out there in the second half. Our Subway Sub Shop player of the game is quarterback Ryan Crowley for the Mounties. The senior veteran here, played last year. He did what he could, and let's just say he didn't have a lot of help tonight, and the Northwest defense was pretty much helpless against really quite an attack for Harper Creek. Tom, that'll be a load for Lumen next week, my prediction.
Well, Herb's got 1 week to get that press box up. I really, at our age, I don't want to sit in the front seat of my car.
We could be in the van in the end zone.
Man.
That'll be a fun game, though, next Friday.
Yes.
Tomorrow night we'll be at Withington for Jackson High, Zeeland East right here. What do you got out of town, Tom?
Well, I've got, after Grand Ledge scored to make it 14-7, there's about 2 minutes to go, and Grand Ledge has forced DeWitt to punt. So Grand Ledge is going to get the ball back with about a minute and a half to go, down 14-7 against DeWitt at DeWitt. The final scores in the area, Lumen Christi goes to 2-0 with a 42-8 win over Hastings. Western goes to 2-0 with a 32-20 win over Penfield. It was Napoleon over Grass Lake, 45-8. Michigan Center holds on and beats Hanover. Michigan, you know, that was 5-0. And I just saw that Center scored with about 34 seconds to go. And Michigan Center beats Hanover 15-0. Center now 2-0. And I correct that. Hanover Horton is 1-1. The last score I had in Vandy was a halftime score. Vandercook led East Jackson 27-20. I've got nothing in on Addison and Manchester. Over in the Lenawee, Onstead beat Adrian Madison 45-0. In the fourth, Columbia was leading Leslie 49-32. And at halftime, Hillsdale and Ionia were tied at 14. In the Big Eight, Homer is just running wild at Concord. It's Homer 52, Concord 12. Couple other finals. Dowagiac has beaten Three Rivers 21-7, and it was Cedar Springs 60, Battle Creek Lakeview 14.
Berrien Springs has beaten Schoolcraft 27-14. Final.
Berrien's good, and we know Schoolcraft is.
Yeah, they're on. It's a heck of a program. 48-14 here, so the Mounties drop to 1-1, and they go to Hastings next week. Two teams that will be looking for a bounce back. Tomorrow night, Jackson High, Zeeland East. What do you think?
I don't know Coach Pennington at Zeeland, but I coached there from 81 through 84, so I'm certain that I'm going to know some people. I'm going to be able to help you with the Dutch pronunciations of these names.
81, that was...
1980, there was actually a year, 1981. And back then there was just one Zeeland High School. These are the chicks, they're brown and gold. I don't know, the West, the Ducks of Zeeland West, the green and gold, will run the straight T and just pound you with it. I don't know if that's what East does. I haven't seen any, game film or any of that. But I do know they're pretty tough. I think they were 6-4 last year, made the playoffs and got beat in the first game. They're going to be decent. They beat Saginaw Swan Valley last week pretty handily, and they're going to be decent. Jackson's usually pretty good on the home field, where they don't have to get into a bus and go somewhere. You can just picture it, getting in the bus and going to Marshall and, you know, all that. A lot of those kids have never been out of town. So they're usually a lot tougher at home. School has started. They've been in school, but there's no school tomorrow. So Lord knows what's going to happen with no school tomorrow and those kids play tomorrow night.
Well, we'll be there, and you'll hear it here, 970-1015 FM again tonight on Van Horn Road, all Harper Creek. Battle Creek Harper, 48, Northwest 14. For Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, our many, many fine sponsors. GOC, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Tom Coffee's Softwater, The Craft Agency, The Collector Zone, The Jackson YMCA, OmniSource, Northwest Community Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, White's Restaurant and Catering, Corrigan Oil Express Stops by BP and Marathon, Denny's, Billy White Roofing, Penn Chiropractic, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Al Rose Steel, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Will Be Transit Mix, Seymour Ford Lincoln, and Jackson Area Subways with our player of the game.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.